Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. This is part three of God of the Living. Lord, anoint us with the consecrated oil, the oil of consecration, to enter in and to have eyes to perceive, ears to hear, and hearts to understand the God of the Living, part three. Let's look at Matthew 10 now in the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, 7. And as you go, preach. What are we going to, oh, we're going to preach. Okay, this is Jesus commanding his disciples, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, here we are. This is what the kingdom of heaven's hand looks like. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And this is also reiterated in Luke 7:22 and other scriptures. In the Gospels. All right, the kingdom of heaven, heal the sick. One of the curses of the fall is sin and sicknesses. So the kingdom of heaven reverses that curse in healing. And leprosy is a skin disease where you are unclean. The skin is the organ of the body that releases toxins. And when your body becomes so toxed out, poisoned, corrupted, your skin breaks out. And there are different kinds of leprosy. Anyway, raise the dead. So the kingdom of heaven is about healing, cleansing, raising the dead. It's about life. Raising the dead is about eternal life. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days when he stunk, as a sign that he was going to raise himself from the dead, that he is the God of life, the way, the truth, and life. There's no other religious leader over the centuries and ages that has ever come back from the dead who has said he is God and cast out demons. That is the hand of God, the finger of God, casting out the powers of darkness for affliction and torment. Freely you have received, freely give. Let's see what Jesus had to say when he was on the earth. Matthew 31. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, you have not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, now here Jesus is saying, okay, he's referring to the old scriptures, the Old Testament. God saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Yaakov. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Jesus was saying these patriarchs are alive. Their bodies died, but they are alive. And when the multitudes heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. This is also referenced in Mark 12:26 and Luke 20:38. Here our Savior is saying, I'm the God, I'm the life, I'm the God of life. If you want life, when everyone dies, their body dies, but your spirit, your soul lives forever. And Matthew 28:5, when the angels, the women came after Jesus was crucified to his tomb on the third day, there was an angel there, and this angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Praise God. All right, let's look at John 5:24. In this passage, Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he had just healed the man at the pool of Bethesda. And he says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, in which all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can do of myself nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. All right, in this very wonderful passage, the Lord Jesus is teaching in the temple and saying, I and my Father are one, and I come from God, and if you hear my voice, then you will believe in my voice. It will give you the right to believe, to become children of God and children of righteousness, and you will have eternal life. And say, the Father has life in himself and has granted the Son to have life in himself. So the Son is in the Father, and the Father has given the Son, Jesus, the authority to execute judgment. Jesus is the judge. He will judge between the living and the dead because he is the Son of Man. All right, let's look at Matthew 6:47. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Very straightforward. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. This is Jesus. Jesus, then down to verse 5, John 6:53. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. We have to partake in Jesus. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. When he was in Capernaum. And let's look at the final passage from Revelation, in which the risen and ascended Lord speaks to John, Revelation 1:4, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Aha, and here are his titles. The faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Amen. God bless you. Those are the titles of our Savior, in whom there is no other name given on heaven or on earth by which we might enter in. Be blessed.